friend of mine who preaches in Texas told a story in a lesson he was preaching one time about a couple who were members where he was preaching, and he said they went to visit another congregation in the area during a gospel meeting. They got there early, and they found a seat and sat down, and before the services started, another couple came in and sat down behind them. The couple that sat down behind them were members of the church where this couple was visiting. And before the service started, my friend said that this couple who were members there started criticizing the preaching. They criticized the elders. They criticized the singing and the song leader. And just spent most of the time before the service started talking about things. They thought they were just talking among themselves, but talking about things that made them unhappy about the gospel meeting and about the church and about the elders for bringing that particular preacher to conduct the gospel meeting. My friend told that story to make a different point than I'm going to make this morning. I would suggest that that story, and he says that it's true, that it really happened, that story demonstrates an incredible lack of discretion on the part of those Christians, those people who were members of that congregation. And the book of Proverbs has a lot to say about discretion. This is not a Hebrew definition of the term. As a matter of fact, there are several terms that are translated discretion or something similar to that in the book of Hebrews. But the English word discretion means, according to Merriam-Webster, the quality of having or showing good judgment. Cautious in speech, that's one of the important and primary definitions of the English word. And what you'll see, I think, as we look at some of the things that the book of Proverbs has to say about discretion, is that speech is a very important part of that discussion. And then the definition ends with the ability to make responsible judgments. So what we want to do for a few minutes this morning in our series on the book of Proverbs is we want to think about wisdom, divine wisdom regarding discretion. What it is that God intends for us to know and to understand. There are actually three Hebrew words that are translated discretion, and this will vary somewhat depending on the translation that you're using. But three Hebrew words that are translated discretion in the in the book of Proverbs. So I want to look at those words. The first one appears four times, and in the English Standard Version, in each of these verses, it's translated discretion. So you have the passage that we just read, and we were reading together. The reading was from the New American Standard, but I noticed that the word discretion appeared to give prudence to the simple and knowledge and discretion to the youth. He comes right back to that word in chapter 2 and chapter 3. I'll go ahead and put the fourth one up as well. In chapter 2 and verse 11, discretion will watch over you, understanding will guard you. In chapter 3 and verse 21, my son, do not lose sight of these. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. And then in chapter 5 and verse 2, that you may keep discretion and your lips may regard or may guard knowledge. All four of those verses, in the context of all four of those verses, all four of those verses are talking about judgment. And that was one of the definitions. That's an important part of the definition of discretion, is using good judgment. But if you look at these four verses, they all share something in common. And this particular Hebrew word carries with it the idea of knowing exactly what good or sound judgment is. So in chapter 1 and verse 4, to give prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the youth. In verse 11 of chapter 2, discretion will watch over you, understanding will guard you. In chapter 3 and verse 21, my son, do not lose sight of these, keep sound wisdom and discretion. And then in the chapter 5 and verse 2 verse, that you may keep discretion and your lips may guard knowledge. What is the point when you look at all four of those? And again, this is all the same Hebrew word, all happens to be translated discretion in the English Standard Version. What is the point that God is making here in these verses? He's telling us that he wants us to have discretion. And if you go back to the book of Proverbs, or maybe you still have the book of Proverbs open, to chapter 1, Let me get there. I thought I was there. Let me turn to Proverbs chapter 1. Look at those first four verses again. How is it that we get discretion? How is it that we get knowledge? How is it that we get understanding? How is it that we get sound wisdom or knowledge in verse 5? Or chapter 5 and verse 2. Look again in Proverbs chapter 1. To know wisdom and instruction, to understand words of insight, to receive instructions in wise dealing, in righteousness, justice, and equity, to give prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the youth. That's the purpose in verse 1 of the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of King David. In other words, we get knowledge, which will enable us to be discreet. In other words, to use sound judgment. We get that from the Word of God. We get understanding, which will enable us to use sound judgment as we make decisions in different situations and circumstances we find ourselves in. Sound wisdom, knowledge, we get all of that from the Word of God. Why is it sometimes, when you think about this couple who were complaining, again, they thought they were doing it quietly, they thought they were doing it under their breath, but visitors heard, they weren't being very discreet in what they were saying. Why didn't they know better than to say things like that? We get knowledge and understanding and sound wisdom from the Word of God. That's what teaches us to be discreet. If you're not reading God's Word, if you're not studying God's Word, if you're not meditating on God's Word and making God's Word an important part of your life, then it's not likely that you will have the ability to make the right judgments in the situations that you find yourself in life. God wants us to have discretion, and that's one of the reasons that He's given us the Bible. So if you want to be discreet, if you want to have the ability to make sound judgments and say sound things, we'll say more about that in just a minute. Where do we get that? We get that by reading and studying God's Word. There is another Hebrew word, a different Hebrew word, that is also translated discretion. In the ESV, it's translated discretion one time, and that's in chapter 11 and verse 22. I looked at this slideshow 24 times in the last few days. It wasn't until I was sitting there a few minutes ago that I noticed I left out an important word, and that word is without. Like a gold ring in a pig's snout is a beautiful woman without discretion. That's important. I mean, that's an important word. So in your mind, you're seeing the word without in that passage. This is a little bit different Hebrew word. And this particular Hebrew word, the idea of this, it slants toward judgment. In other words, does it make sense to put a gold ring in a pig's snout? And I think I'll just talk about that first half of the illustration, maybe, and not say so much about the second half. But does it make sense to do something like that? As a matter of fact, the Hebrew word appears again a second time in the book of Proverbs, but the ESV doesn't translate it discretion. It translates it like this: the sluggard is wiser in his own eyes than seven men who can answer sensibly. My granddaddy had a way of just getting right to the heart of things sometimes. My mother's father. And sometimes my grandfather would see something or he would hear something and he would say something like this: you know, that guy just ain't got no sense. Or maybe even just a little more colorfully than that, he ain't got a lick of sense. I struggled with that one for a long time until I finally figured out that there's really not any difference. Did you ever run across people sometimes and you hear what they say? And you think that person just doesn't have any sense. They don't have any good sense. They don't have any common sense, is the way we sometimes express it. That's what this particular Hebrew word suggests. Like a gold ring in a pig's snout is a beautiful woman without discretion. The sluggard is wiser in his own eyes than seven men who can answer sensibly. In other words, the idea here is that using common sense or using good sense, discretion or good judgment is important, in other words, in practical ways in life. And This may sound harsh, but I think it's exactly what the author is saying. Those who lack common sense are like pigs and sluggards. Where do we get that common sense again? Where do we get the ability to make good judgments, to do the right things and say the right things? We get it in the Word of God. There is a third Hebrew word that is also sometimes translated discretion. It's translated discretion in the New American Standard and the New King James, and it's in Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 11. The English Standard Version, again, doesn't use the word discretion. It uses the word good sense. Good sense makes one slow to anger, or discretion makes one slow to anger. And it is his glory to overlook an offense. This particular word carries the idea, or slants toward the idea, of insight. You know, in order to be discreet, you've got to be able to kind of see things in advance. You've got to be able to weigh the consequences of something. We've illustrated it like this. As a matter of fact, we did just a couple of weeks ago, talking about what the book of Proverbs says about controlling your tongue. How many of us have said something in some situation or circumstance, and the instant you said it, you wish you could grab it and pull it back. You wish you hadn't said it. What might have kept you from making that kind of a mistake? Discretion, good sense, stopping and thinking about it before you say it. That's the point here. Good sense makes one slow to anger. Someone who is discreet, someone who has discretion, has the ability to step back and look at a situation and take his time and try to determine to the best of his ability what is the right thing to do. What should I do? What should I say? What shouldn't I say? What shouldn't I do? And again, the ESV translates that as good sense. It's not the same word in Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 3, but the idea is the same. The prudent man sees danger and hides himself, but the simple go on and suffer for it. So what are we looking at with this word? Also in Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 15, good sense wins favor, but the way of the treacherous is in their ruin. What we're looking at here is that discretion, insight, wisdom, and understanding produce favor. A person who with these qualities is blessed. Why? Well, because they're not going to say as many things that they wish they hadn't said. They're not going to involve themselves in or do things that they wish they hadn't done. They're going to stop and think about it. They're going to contemplate it. And they're going to try to make a determination, what is the right thing to say? Or should anything be said at all? What is the right thing to do in this particular situation? And again, where do we get that insight? Where do we get that knowledge? Where do we get that sound wisdom? Where do we get that understanding? How do I know what is right? How do I know what is right to do? How do I know what is right to say? How do I know what the right time to say something or the right time to do something is? Again, that's the whole point of the book of Proverbs. Solomon says to his son, I'm telling you these things so that you will know discretion, so that you will have discretion, that you will have the ability to make sound judgments. There are two other passages that also in the book of Proverbs deal with the subject of discretion, even though those Hebrew words are not used. One of them is Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 23, where Solomon says, to make an apt answer is a joy to a man, and a word in season, how good it is. And then let me go ahead and just put the next one up too. The heart of the wise makes his speech judicious and adds persuasiveness to his lips. Look at Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 23. To make an apt answer is a joy to a man, and a word in season, how good it is. What is the significance of Solomon saying a word in season? What he's talking about here is knowing the right thing to say and knowing the right time to say it. You know, sometimes it's not a question of we've said the wrong thing, or that what we've said is bad. Sometimes our timing is just not right. And we talked about that a little bit in one of our lessons on Proverbs earlier as well. That there are some situations and some circumstances where we need to judge how to act, how to speak. Some words, some actions would be inappropriate. That's the point that's being made here. It's important that we know how to make an apt answer, to speak a good word in season. And again, where do we get that knowledge? Where do we get that ability to make those kinds of judgments? We get it in the Word of God. In chapter 16, the heart of the wise makes his speech judicious and adds persuasiveness to his lips. We need to learn to say good things at the right time, and we need to be able to be effective teachers of other people. Persuasiveness in chapter 16 and verse 23. I wonder, and there wouldn't be any way to know, and maybe all of us at some point or another in the past have been trying to share the gospel with somebody, trying to talk to somebody about the gospel. And what we conclude after unsuccessfully being able to share the gospel with somebody, what we conclude is that maybe we said the wrong thing at the wrong time. Or maybe we said the right thing in the right, or the wrong way. Maybe we said it, and the timing just wasn't right in trying to convince someone that they need to respond to the gospel, that they need to obey the gospel. That's part of what it means to be discreet, discretion, to be able to make an apt and appropriate answer in season. I think some people have the idea, I think maybe some Christians even have the idea that, and by the way, it is absolutely true that it is the gospel that saves. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, Paul said. It is the power of God unto salvation. But it is naive to think that the way we present the gospel doesn't have some impact on a person's willingness to listen to what we're saying. Their willingness to hear, their willingness to contemplate exactly what it is that we're trying to teach them. That's discretion. And maybe one of the reasons that we're not more successful than we are in sharing the gospel with other people is because of this. We haven't learned to say a good thing at the right time. Our timing isn't right. Or maybe it is that we are not persuasive in what we say, discreet in what we say. And so we're not effective in sharing the gospel with other people. That's just one illustration. It's true in every aspect or every part of life. And all of these things involve what we say. All of these things involve our speech. To make an apt answer is a joy to a man, and a word in season, how good it is. Knowing exactly what to say and exactly when to say it. The heart of the wise makes his speech judicious and adds persuasiveness to his lips. The ability to be able to say things in such a way that we can let the power of the gospel work in the lives of people. Discretion is an important part of the teaching of the Proverbs. And look at the definition again of discretion. The quality of having or showing good judgment. What about you? What about me? And what about those situations, those circumstances in life when we haven't shown very good judgment in what we've done or what we've said? The definition involves being cautious in speech. We've suggested this before in other lessons, all of us. As a matter of fact, this is James' point, that if you have the ability to completely control your tongue without ever saying something that you shouldn't say, or saying the wrong thing at the wrong time, or saying something that you shouldn't have said, then you are a perfect or complete person. All of us sin with our tongues, cautious in speech. Discretion is the ability to be able to control our speech. And again, say the right things at the right time in the right way. The ability to make responsible judgments. Now, the most responsible judgment, the most important judgment that a person can make is making the determination to be a Christian. And then making the determination to live the life of a Christian, to be faithful in our service to God. Discretion, there is an adage that says discretion is the better part of valor. Something similar to that. And I thought about using that in the lesson and making some point about that. But I really think what Solomon is trying to say to his son is, You need to learn to use good judgment. That's what Christian parents are trying to teach their children. And by the way, we're going to have some lessons, maybe starting next Sunday, about what the book of Proverbs says about parents and their relationship to their children. For me, that's the fun one to do, the easy one to do. And then probably a separate lesson on what the book of Proverbs says about children and what their duties and responsibilities and obligations are. And I think probably there's too much material to put both of those in one lesson. And so we'll separate them. And I have been asked, and I had intended to do this, but I have been asked to talk about Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and even when he's old, he will not depart from it. This lesson gives me pause thinking about preaching about Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 6. Is it sound judgment to do a lesson on that? But I'm going to try. I'm going to try to share with you what I think Solomon is talking about. And what I think I'll do is I think that I will present to you, or I will show you several different ways that that passage is interpreted by brethren. And maybe we'll do that next Sunday night. So we'll see. That's my plan, at least right now, to next Sunday morning talk about parents, wisdom from the book of Proverbs for parents, a brief lesson on Sunday night about what Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 6 is saying, and then perhaps the next Sunday, a lesson on what the book of Proverbs says about children. But again, discretion, judgment, sound judgment, saying the right thing. The soundest judgment that a non-Christian can make is to make the determination, I want to be a Christian. I want to be in a right relationship with God. The soundest, the most discreet words that you can speak are, I'm repenting of my sins. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I believe that the song that has been selected, and it is not a typical invitation song, but I appreciate very much the song before the lesson. Because, you know, the songs that we teach these children, we don't teach these children these songs because of the catchy tunes. We don't teach them the songs, you know, because of the hand motions or whatever it is that they might be able to do. We use these songs in Bible classes. We use these songs in Vacation Bible School because they teach truths, important spiritual lessons. And what an incredibly powerful lesson that song teaches. Be careful what you say. Be careful what you do. Be careful where you go. And we've tried to point out in the lesson this morning that much of what the book of Proverbs has to say about discretion involves what we say. So we'll use this as an invitation song. Appreciate Jeff putting the forethought into all of that for the song service this morning. If you're here and you're ready to obey the gospel, if you're here and you need to acknowledge sins, if you're here and you need to ask for prayers, then come down to one of these front seats and let us help you do what you need to do to be in a right relationship with God. And do that, if you would, please, right now, while we stand and sing.